Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, our mild-mannered podcasters were bombarded by gamma rays, bitten by radioactive bugs, mutated by toxic waste, irradiated with cosmic rays, born into a world that doesn't understand them.
Hello, everybody. It's December 26th. Merry Christmas. Welcome to round three of the 7th annual Talking Comics Awards. I am your host, Steve Say, and this year I'm joined by Mr. Bob Ryer.
We're going to be quick, right? I have a ton of bad Christmas gifts to return.
Oh, Joey Buccino is also here.
Hey, what's up?
Melissa Megan.
Hello.
And Jessica.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. Merry Christmas. All right, this is it. The time has come once again when we all gather around and celebrate our favorite comics of the year and nominate them for the chance to receive the most prestigious honor ever created for a podcast, the Talking Comics Award. You guys have heard me read this two other times. This is the last round of us making our way through a series of categories, each one designed to showcase the best of the best of what we as a group have read throughout the year. After the nomination episodes are complete and we've had a few weeks to read everything and explore the titles we've chosen, we'll gather around once more to crown this year's winners. This episode, we'll be discussing the big ones. The following categories for this podcast are Best Artist, Best Writer, Best Story Arc, and Best Overall Comic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Before we get started, I'd like to remind our listeners that we'll be posting polls to our Twitter account alongside the release of each episode of the nominations, and we encourage you all to vote for your favorites and write in your own choices. Once we have the results, we'll read them in addition to our own during the big show. Please keep in mind that these awards are based entirely on books we've personally read. So if you don't hear your favorites represented, know that you can always tweet us at Talking Comics if you'd like to politely lend your voice to the discussion.
Don't yell at us.
Emphasize the word politely. Need to bring back to the basics.
Okay.
Light discourse here. Before we get started, I'm going to open up the floor if anybody has any comments or questions before we kick it off.
Aquaman was awesome.
It wasn't as good as Spider-Verse, though.
Oh, I mean, like, hey, we'll debate that, but...
Yeah, okay.
We might be hitting y'all up. It might have already even happened. I don't know. There might be a special podcast where we talk about some movies. We'll see.
We're doing some weird time travel.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you record almost a month's worth of podcasts in one shot. All right, now, without further ado... We're going to hit the bottom of this rabbit hole with our first category, Best Artist. I would like...
No.
I'd like Jessica to go first.
Yeah, I knew once you said no, it was going to be me. I knew that was happening.
I have all your names on the spinny wheel, and I'm just hucking around.
And I can only pick three for this, right?
Yeah, and have a wild card and a wild card.
Okay. Number one, I would like to say, and I hope I'm saying, is Mirka Adolfo for Unnatural, because the artwork in that is absolutely.
Oh, Mirka.
Mirka. Yeah. Is that Mirka? Yeah. Mirka?
Mirka Adolfo, yeah.
That's how I know Adolfo's, but, you know, the art in that book is just ridiculous. Bengal for Death and Glory. And okay. Oh God, can I hold one like Joey does? Can I hold one? I'm having a hard time.
Well, precedent has been set.
So I'm gonna lock in those two as my vote, and I want to hold on to one because I'm unsure.
All right, go ahead, Joey.
Joel Jones, Leonardo Romero, And Jamie McKelvey.
Woof.
Powerhouses, too.
All right, Bob.
Also, Joelle Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Dowderman. And he didn't do enough this year. A couple of covers and issues. I picked Stepan Chayich, but next year, because there'll be a Sunstone out soon. Again, on the continued excellence phase, Erica Henderson.
What is she doing now?
Squirrel Girl. She finished up her run. She's doing just the covers. She did the first six issues of this year and has moved on to larger projects that have yet to see the light of day.
Okay. All right. My three nominations are Mitch Gerads, Mr. Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Sana Takeda, Monstrous. And Julie Rauschlu for About Betty's Boob. The art in that book is
astounding.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the guy in the Maxell commercial after the butler puts the tape on, I open that book and it's just like, it's so good.
That's a reference.
Yep. I use that a lot, actually. When I'm writing my articles on Joe Blow, I often make that, I talk about that, and I make the text, you can link it to the commercial. Some people like it. And Melissa, it's your turn.
Crap, okay. I was trying to whittle down my list until just right now. I'm going to actually agree with Joey and say Jamie McKelvey.
Yes, my man.
And I'm going to throw one in there for Tyler Crook for his incredible work on Harrow County this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw Jenny Frisson in the mix because her cover work has been knocking it out of the ballpark. I don't even care what she puts it on. I don't care what the book is. Everything she does is incredible and mind-blowing. So, yeah, she's been bringing the best of Wonder Woman to the world this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that everybody?
Jess has one more.
I have
more.
My one more. So here's the thing. Okay. So all my other ones have been mentioned. And the other ones that I had on my list were Sana Takeda and Joelle Jones were my other two. Okay. So where do I go with that? Who do I vote for? I just really loved her stuff on Batman. So I think I'm going to have to put my vote in for Joelle Jones.
Nice. Sorry. Good move.
I just, you know. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I love Sana Takeda too. Listen, they were on the list. I guess I was having a hard time. It was a very bad internal struggle.
Mitch Gerads and Sana were also on my list.
Yeah. You know, I have like 30 names right now. I can't. I don't.
This is a tough one.
All right.
So, are we putting Joelle Jones on the list?
I think Joelle Jones is a yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and Melissa backed me on it, but like I think Jamie McKelvey's work on Wicked and Divine is some of the smartest, best work ever. The things that Kieran Gillen was making him do, torturing him with these spreads and layouts is so impressive. And he's just one of the best. And whenever his name is on a book, I will get it.
All right.
This one's really, really hard for me because there's a lot of artists out there that I like. I really, really like certain things that they did, but then, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I like this one book by this one person, but then this other one book by that other person. So trying to kind of like find something that I feel like was happening frequently through the year or people that have been working on multiple projects that show quality across the board.
Yeah. My thing with this, and it doesn't have to be anybody else's thing, is that question of if their name is on the book, am I picking up that book just for that? And someone like Jamie McKelvey or Joelle Jones, or even now Leonardo Romero, who is my third one after the Hawkeye stuff, and now into Shuri. Yeah. One of the reasons I'm reading Shuri, obviously the character is so cool, but the fact that they put Leonardo Romero's name on that book, like I was like, I will definitely be picking up that book. So just that question of like, does an artist make me want to read that book, even if I don't have any necessarily interest in it? Yes, absolutely. That's mine. It doesn't have to be anybody else's, but that's how I approach it.
Mm-hmm.
If I go back to Wicked and Divine one day, it's going to be because of Jamie McKelvey. That will be the reason why I picked that book back up.
What do you mean, one day?
One day. Listen, I only fell off of it because his artwork stopped showing up in it all of a sudden, and I was really angry about that, and so I couldn't get through the those couple issues, and I just haven't gotten back to it since then. I know you all can tell me I can skip them, but...
No.
Well, you might have your chance to read all of it.
Jesus.
To your heart's content. It's quite the ride.
Where are we headed? We have one, Joelle Jones, and a whole bunch of other folks. Now, McKelvey's on two lists, so should we say yes in pencil?
Why don't we go around? Why don't we go around the table and everybody pick one hill to die on, and we'll see what we come up with.
Okay, that gets us five for four spots. That does make things easier.
Just to feel the temperature of the room.
Okay.
So why don't we hear
one of my other two, Russell Dowderman, for his work on Thor. It was beautiful and cosmic in the best Kirby-esque sense, but also with Neil Adams stuff, with J.H. Williams painterly things, and deep, deep emotion to go with it. It wasn't all just big and brawny. It was the smaller moments, too, with Jane. It was stellar.
Okay. Jess, if you had to pick one.
Oh, God, I don't know. Because, okay, so like Joey said, like, I kind of went off, like, why, if I was reading that book because of the art. And both of those books, both Unnatural and Death and Glory, I only picked up because I was like, oh, this art is so phenomenal. Oh, God, I don't know.
All right, Melissa, do
I don't
you
know.
Have one?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's really hard.
We're not helping in any way right now.
No, it's really hard. Like,
Joey, do you have one?
Are we counting Jamie McKelvey or no?
I think we can lock him in.
Okay.
It sounds like a lock in to me. I enjoyed the hell out of Wicked and the Divine when I was in Jamaica. Yeah. I caught up with it, and it really is just incredible.
I mean, my only other name then was Leonardo Romero, who I think is an incredible artist, and I would love to fight for him, but there's three spots, and two of my choices already got on there, so.
Mm-hmm.
But Leonardo Romero's fantastic.
Yes.
My wild cards was David Baldion for Domino. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have. He's there. He's like the second, you know, like there's the first list and then the second list. He's been moved around.
Tyler Crook was also one of my wild cards.
I'm having a real hard time picking between Tyler Crook and Jenny Frisson right now.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, man.
I really like Jenny.
Oh, this is so hard.
I really like Jenny.
Like, Julie Rauschlew, like, about Betty's boob, it's the story is so heartwarming and incredibly executed and all of that. But that book is the art. Like, there's no words, with the exception of maybe a bit of song lyrics and stuff. But it's all about the art and how varied and expressive it is.
I back you on Julie.
I mean, we talked about how incredible that book is earlier in these episodes and everything. And you don't even get halfway there without her just exquisite, mind blowing artwork, you know? I just, as much as I love Mitch Gerard's work on Mr. Miracle throughout the series, some really cool, edgy, nice artwork there. Sana Takeda, it for me is one of those continued excellence situations. But as far as like a super memorable work that stands out among the rest of this stuff, I think the artwork in About Betty's Boob is absolutely one of the best examples of comic book art for the year.
Pick it, man. Put your weight behind it, man.
I mean, I as much I love everybody on my list, but that's the one that I feel really, really needs to be there. So, anybody else read that could maybe back me up?
Yeah, no, I 1,000% back you up on that.
If you're that passionate about it and you're going to say that over Sana Takeda, I will back you on it as well, because Sana Takeda was also part of my list. It was between her and Joelle Jones.
Oh, yeah, so. I mean, she's right alongside, but in the interest of getting a different name
yeah.
on here. And it's like, Sonnet Takeda is...
It's phenomenal. I mean, the artwork's unmatched.
Like, yeah, it's so intricate and it's so lovely and all of these things. And it continues to grow as that series continues and everything like that. But just in the interest of I think highlighting something that truly, like I went upstairs during one of our breaks and I had About Betty's Boob in my hand and I kind of passed it around the room. Bronwyn's mother and Aunt Tish are visiting and I kind of passed it around the room and they were all just taken aback by how beautiful it is. So I think it's one of those things that you can hand to people who don't necessarily read comics or graphic novels and say, hey, listen, you won't have to read a lot. It's just pictures, but it takes you on this incredible journey about finding yourself after a piece of you has died. And it's just really impactful and amazing. And every single page has something to drool over. So.
All right. You'll get my vote. All right. I'm going to give you my vote. I back him.
All right. So Julie Rauchlow, anybody? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
How do we spell her last name?
Rauchelau.
Okay, it's not a hyphenated. So one more time, Steve.
Rauchelau. Rauchelau.
Rauchelau.
Yeah.
Rauchelau.
Okay.
Do you have any songs with that minky?
Is that three that we have right now?
That's three.
Okay. Who's left?
Well, we have Jess and Melissa still deciding which hill they want to die on.
All right. Okay. Let me put it. Oh, there's my timer. I ran out of time. Let me put it this way. Harrow County needs to get on this damn list somewhere. I'm going to mention it again. So I suppose I could sacrifice Tyler Crook for Jennifer Son.
I would back you on Tyler Crook before I would back you on Jenny Frazan for sure.
Same here. I could watch his videos that he does, you know, that he does of making that book like endlessly. They're like relaxing. It's like amazing to watch.
It's true. I mean, and they both have inspired me quite a bit this year in different ways. So I guess I'll go with Tyler Crook on this one.
I'm cool with that.
I just feel like everybody should recognize the hell out of Jenny Frisson for her amazing covers this year.
Recognized.
We used to have a covers category, which she would probably have won this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been doing those amazing covers for years now. You know, Jenny Frisson covers are a thing. They're always super special. She's an amazing interview, too. I sat down with her at New York City Comic Con, and I left my bag at her place, and she held on to, remember that, Bob, when we were sitting in the audience? I was just like, oh shit. She's like, you forgot your bag, dude. I'm like, yeah, hey, did it on purpose just so we could see each other again. Hey, she's wonderful. All right, so
Melissa,
she had to go and grab her dinner.
Oh, okay, so then she's good. Tyler Crook on the list. Jess, you're up next then. Who do you think?
Really? Is it up to me?
Well, you've got two.
I have two. Bob, how many do you have? You have a couple, right? I mean, if I'm going to go with one, I'm just going to have to say Bengal for Death or Glory. I'm going to have to go with it. Although, because I do.
What is that?
I have to go for it because, I mean, it's like that. That's what made me buy that book. I mean, the book itself is very good anyway. I don't know if you guys have been reading it as well. I think Melissa reads it. But yeah, the art, his artwork in it is stunning. It's just
the GTO on the cover.
It was a Camaro SS.
Oh, like a 60. And Takeda?
Well, you said that you weren't putting that one in. I thought that I had to go for one of mine. That you told me to pick between. That was just for me. I'm like, those were the other two, my other two suggestions. So, I mean, do you want me to back your
Do you
Sana
like him more than Sana or that, Mitch?
No, see, that's the thing. I think each art style is very different, too. Like, that's, I don't know, judging arts.
If Mitch Gerards, Sana Takeda, and Ben Gall were all hanging off of a cliff.
Who would I save?
And you only had time to save one of them.
Would it be? Are we doing FMK right now with artists? Like, what is happening?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Let's just split the difference and go with Russell Dauterman.
Yeah, because I go have a coffee with Russell Dowden and watch him draw and let the other three fall off the cliff.
But that's, he's another completely different art style, too. If you realize all four of those artists have like a totally different style, it's a totally different thing. I mean, Mitch Gerards, if you want to go there, I mean, I have to choose him because that's more along my art style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something that I, you know what I mean? Like in my private time, like that's more of what my art looks like. I'm a little bit more on that side of it. But like, I mean, Sana Takeda's detail and intricacy is unmatched by anyone I've ever seen. It's like a level. It's a different level. But then, like I said, like that realistic, cars are hard to draw. Cars are not fun to draw. They are hard. They have angles that you can't even see. And when I saw that Camaro on the cover, I was like, that is outstanding. So it's just, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, I'm rambling.
All right. So Russell Dowderman is now hanging off the cliff.
Yeah, Russell Dowderman.
And so is Ben Gall. Do you save Ben Gall or Dowderman?
Save neither of them. You know what? I'm going to save neither of them, and I'm going to go with Mitch Gerards. Okay. After I talked it out, it sounds better. I'm good. Going with Mitch Gerards. Look, through all you guys. And I just got a cookie, so now I'm happy.
This is really tough.
Yeah, because if I were throwing a vote on one of your other picks, Steve, it would be to Sana Takeda.
Okay.
This would be so obnoxious. No. Yeah.
Let's
if my vote, my Dowderman is gone. If he's off the cliff.
Russell Dowderman, Mitch Gerards, Sana Takeda. Everybody give your one.
What are the options?
Mitch Gerards, Sana Takeda. Or what was it? Russell Dowderman.
We got Ben Gall.
Right, we got three voices. We're gonna go around the table and vote.
I'm gonna need those names again because I don't know who some of those people are. Mitch, what?
Mitch Gerards is the artist from Mr. Miracle, and Sana Takeda is the artist for Monstrous.
Yep, I know her.
And Russell Dowderman primarily has been doing the Mighty Thor for quite the long time.
All right, so those are our three. We're going to go around the table. We're going to vote, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
How do you spell him? Russell Dowderman?
D-A-U-T.
D-A-U, okay. Got it.
All right.
Let me just get a glance at these people.
Sure. We'll have you. Well, you can go last.
So it's Mitch, Sana, Bengal, yep. Russell Dowderman.
No Bengal.
No Bengal. We killed him already. Bengal. He's already dead. He fell. I know.
Oh, I would have voted for him. Sorry.
See? Oh, my God.
I ran away for a second.
I just had a whole, while you were gone, I had a whole rant about art style.
All right, my vote?
My vote,
Mitch Gerards.
Okay. Bob.
Russell Dowderman.
Ooh. Jess.
Mitch.
Mitch. Oh, you're going Mitch Gerards too?
Yep.
Okay. Mitch Gerards is going to be our pick.
Okay.
The majority.
That was the first time we had to do the circle vote.
Yeah.
It's really tough. It's five spots is not enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's hear the list again.
We'll leave it. It's in pen, but just in case. Joelle Jones, Jamie McKelvey, Julie Rochelieu, Tyler Crook, Mitch Gerards.
What else did Joelle Jones do this year?
Catwoman, Batman, the end of Lady Killer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Covers.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's gonna win every year that she does work.
I think so.
All right. So. Are we all right? Can we move on to the next category?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we can move on. I just think that like there's just incredible artists out there that like you're right. Five isn't enough.
That could be a ten.
Yeah, we didn't talk about. Yeah. We didn't talk about Stefano Caselli. We didn't talk about Sarah Pacelli. Like, there's a ton of artists out there that we didn't even get to.
Yeah. Well,
Ryan Stegman on Venom.
Marcus. Come on. Yeah, I know.
That's been like phenomenal.
Yeah, it's rough. You know what? For next year, we might have to increase the amount of people.
Yeah, there are so many different styles in comics now.
Just make everything really hard a 10 category.
Yeah,
Jess, just you know, I back you on Bengal.
All right, thanks. I know. I know you're.
It's glorious.
It is glorious.
Yes,
right.
But Mr. Miracle.
I know, and that's. I'm not going on a tangent.
All right, let's do it.
I already spoke my piece.
All right. So there you have it. Those are our, for better or worse, our best artist nominations. They're all great people. And now we're moving on to best writer. So let's just do this all over again.
Here we go.
Oh my God, I can't.
This one's going to be easy.
No. I actually only have two to throw out this year, so.
All right. we're doing three, right?
Yeah, and a wild card if we have.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go first. Kelly Thompson. For All the Things. She's writing 7 books right now. All of them amazing. Are of top quality. I will also go Tom King for Batman, Heroes in Crisis, and Mr. Miracle. And Mr. Cullen Bunn for Harrow County, Empty Man, Bone Parish, All the Things.
Me next.
I love his Dark Ride. So.
All right, Joey goes next.
Here we go. I'll go with Kelly Thompson for All the Things. She's writing 7 things right now. All of them amazing.
Wow, I did hear that.
I will go with Tom King.
Oh, God.
Batman, Heroes in Crisis, Mr. Miracle. And I will go with Mr. Kieran Gillen.
Okay.
For his nice bow ties.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just on Wicked and the Divine this year, right?
Okay.
Oh, that word.
No, I'm
killed him with that.
But also, he took over Star Wars from Jason Aaron. And okay. Star Wars is awesome. We never talk about Star Wars at these best of shows, but the Star Wars books are actually really, really good.
They're normally very consistent, what I think with the Star Wars books. They're always very consistently good.
They're very consistently good. And since he's taken over the main book, it's been really, really fantastic.
All right. Jessica, you go next.
Sure. I mean, let's be honest, Tom King. Okay, who wasn't going to say that? I'm going to go. Oh God, I'm going to go with G. Will Wilson for her continued excellence on Miss Marvel and now Wonder Woman. And then my third. Oh God, I have like 4 names here. Kelly Thompson. Kelly Thompson. I'm going Kelly Thompson. West Coast Avengers. All of her stuff. She's consistently great. So okay. I can't.
Okay. Melissa.
I'm not going to say Kelly Thompson or Tong Ping because I have not read anything from either of them. I'm going to go with Cullen Bunn.
Nice.
Who I believe is one of the hardest working men in comics and has given us, I think, no less than 6 great series this year. And Harrow County broke my heart in a million pieces. So thanks, dude. I'm also going to go with Brian K. Vaughan, and I know he's been around forever, but I don't care what you guys say. I think Saga was super, super, super amazing this year. And that's saying a lot cause it's always amazing. But I think that in particular, the way the story has wrapped throughout this year has been brilliant. And also, what is the other thing I'm forgetting right now?
Paper Girls,
which you guys, I don't read Paper Girls, but it's I good. Hear so much going, like I hear so much it's stuff really about good. It.
It's and the best thing ever.
It's really good. It
right.
is.
So I feel like Brian K. Vaughan has given us some of the best stuff this year. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just 2?
That's what I have, 2.
Okay. Bob.
2.
Well, just to make it a quartet, Kelly Thompson, for All the Things. She has 7 books, and they're all great. Speaking of having a lot of books, and they're all great, Gail Simone, who in my talks has her own zone, her own corner.
Yeah, she's one of my wild cards for sure.
Yeah, I didn't nominate her just because I knew you would.
Yeah, I mean, Domino, Plastic Man, the Catwoman Tweety one-shot. Oh,
adorable.
Wonder Woman Conan. Red Sonja Conan now. I'm sorry, Red Sonja Tarzan right now. Just about to wrap up. And she's Gail Simone. She's got some other stuff always in the hopper and now in charge of Lion Forge, apparently. So who knows what's going to happen over there. G. Willow Wilson's is my wild card. My third pick, however, is Marguerite Bennett.
Always hitting that Bennett bomb.
Well, we finished up DC Bombshells with Bombshells United, which was spectacular. Animosity is still great. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it in this way because it sounds like I'm knocking another writer who is very good and whose work I like. But her Batwoman, once free of what James Tynion IV was doing, was sensational and finished up in an epic way that was just beautifully lyrical, that tied together Ruckus and J.H. Williams and everything else into a lovely finale of that. So, yeah, I'm unless she doesn't do something in a year, Marguerite Bennett's always been, if she's on a book, I'm going to try it. So those are my three.
Okay. It sounds like we have some repeat names for sure. Yeah. So why don't we try to lock in the ones that
Kelly Thompson's were... got 4 votes.
Lock it in.
Tom King has 3.
Lock it in.
Cullen Bunn has 2.
Lock it in.
And we go from there.
So who's left?
We have, let's see, your 3 are in there, Steve. Kieran yes. Gillen. G. Willow Wilson. Brian K. Vaughan. Gail Simone. Marguerite Bennett.
I think that just to go around the room, Tom King, Kelly Thompson, Cullen Bunn, I'm cool with those 3 being there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Gillen, Wilson, Bennett.
Simone. Gail Simone.
Okay. And we have 2 spots left.
We have 2 spots left.
I will throw my weight behind Gail Simone.
I appreciate that.
G. Willow Wilson. Sorry.
No. I'm very happy to have all these people on this list. Gail Simone, I think, needs to be there for all she's done and all she does for comics in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she's just phenomenal. Dan knows that I would be
good fight every day.
Yeah, I would go with Wilson and Simone. Those would be my 2 to wrap.
Miss Marvel has been so consistently good. It's just always good. And now with Wonder Woman, I'm the cheerleader for it.
Yeah. I love that G. Willow Wilson and Gail Simone both flipped publishers this year and continue to do awesome work. I think that's so cool. I think that the two of them are fantastic voices, and I would pop them in there, especially alongside the other 3. I think it rounds out very nicely. Love Karen Gillan to death. Obviously, you know how I feel about Wicked and Divine. But if I had to look at those 3, I would put G. Willow Wilson and Gail Simone on there.
Yeah. I'm a little torn because Brian K. Vaughan and Paper Girls.
Yeah.
Let me just say, Brian K. Vaughan has 3 projects listed this year, and all 3 of them were nominated for awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, there.
Great, so we don't need to nominate him here, then.
Okay. Let me see. I was going to switch out...
I'll definitely throw my weight behind Gail Simone. The rest of them I'm not really familiar with enough to throw an opinion around.
I would
trade
Wilson for Vaughn if we wanted to make a Vaughn vote happen.
I think you put Simone on. Put Simone on.
Yeah. Gail Simone's on the list. But what Jess said about that, the ongoing excellence of Ms. Marvel carries a lot of weight, too.
So we're looking at
this ongoing
Brian
excellence with Saga and Paper Girls as well.
We're looking at Wilson versus Vaughn.
Yeah.
You want to go around the room again? Circle it up?
Oh, man.
Yeah. You can go first.
What else is...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What else is G. Willow Wilson working on? Other than...
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Yeah, she just launched her new Wonder Woman. The first issue was fantastic.
No, and the second issue is better.
The first was when?
Oh, it just came out this week, and it's even better than the first.
Okay, so... I mean, it's a month out of the end of the year, so it's kind of hard to base anything on that, I think.
Well, not when you have Ms. Marvel continuing.
Right, but no, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's happening this year, you know? Like, Wonder Woman just started. One issue.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what I've seen and what I've heard about what she's done this year. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Mm. Then she also, well, it doesn't count, but I think she might have put out a book as well.
Put out a novel, yeah.
Yeah, and she's contributed to a couple of, like, one-pagers and stuff like that here and there.
And, never mind.
And Marvel Rising.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, this is tough.
Circle it up. Circle the wagons.
All right. Oof.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. Oh man, this is really tough.
I mean, but I will go with Melissa. Okay, no, listen, I love G. Willow Wilson stuff, but I'm not gonna disagree with Melissa saying that like Vaughn's stuff is phenomenal. You know, I mean, it's a different kind of. I don't know. And I nominated Wilson, so.
Mm-hmm. The way I look at this is like we've got how many? We have one category left after this, right?
Two categories left.
Two. We have overall and what else? Story arc. Okay. So I have one more chance to get Saga on this list.
Oh, you will get Saga on this list.
You know what? I will back you on Brian K. Vaughan. I will take my vote for Wilson away and give it to Brian K. Vaughan. If you know what I mean, if you feel that strongly, and I know he's great. I read a lot of his stuff. I've read all of his stuff.
I mean, so. He's been around forever, so I get why it's hard to put him on a list for 2018, because I feel like, you know...
Yeah, but 2018 was a good year for him. It's not like it was. You know?
It's also, you have to understand that we're reading both creators, right. Where you might only be... So it's a bit more of a struggle.
I absolutely, allow for that.
Circle the wagons, man. Put it in
I mean, that being said, though, I can go Vaughn.
Yeah,
I think they're both outstanding picks, and it's not like G. Will Wilson isn't. Well, actually, no, she's not represented.
Yes, she will be next.
Okay.
That's a gamble.
Taking that into account, I can see putting Vaughn on the list.
We're going to be like fighting over the same couple books for the next 3
games. Yes, well, here's the thing. I would. It's not my trade to make because everybody voted the other way. I would put G. Willow Wilson on this list and take off Tom King.
Ooh. No, you can't take Tom King off.
I don't think so.
I could. Miracle.
Not with Mr. Miracle. Could. Not no, with Mr. Miracle.
I love Mr. Miracle. That was like one of my.
I had a bad 6 months.
And here, with Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob hasn't liked Batman.
Here's what I'll say. Saga, I think Saga Volume 5, or there's no names for the titles, but I think that Saga, the ending, 49 to 54.
Volume 9.
Volume 9, will 1,000,000,000% be on Best Story Arc. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm voting for it. And I, you know, like, I think that, but... In the room, Brian K. Vaughan has 3 votes to 2.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Well, I'm not also saying 2 of my picks are already on that list with Tom King and Kelly Thompson. So I'm not going to, I'm not.
Let me tell you about Wicked and the Divine, though.
I mean, I don't, I don't read Paper Girls. And I will say that part of the reason I don't is because I got up to a couple issues in and it didn't strike me. Right. So that I'm saying that for the writer that I'm voting for, that for some reason the story didn't grab me right away. But this has also been a really busy year with a lot of stuff to read. So I've been pretty impatient about a book grabbing me immediately to stick with it. That being said, I'm trying to think like. How many times I know that G. Willow Wilson comes up in conversation a lot on this show, but I feel like I've heard it come up a lot. It's sort of like, little things here and there. And I feel like Paper Girls and Saga are like continuously talked about throughout the year.
That's not really true, though.
So no?
No, I think Brian K. Vaughan's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm not anti Brian K. Vaughan. Look, I'm gonna champion.
All right, let's lock him in and lock this category down. We'll move on to the story arc. So, Bob, with Brian K. Vaughan on the list, what do we have?
We have Kelly Thompson, Tom King, Cullen Bunn, Gail Simone, Brian K. Vaughan.
Yeah, it's a good list.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to best story arc. Should be interesting.
Me first.
You want to go first?
Yes.
Sure. All right, go ahead.
Captain America, number 698 to 700. Out of Time, Mark Waid and Chris Samnee. Saga, 49 to 54. And Jessica Jones' Blind Spot, the digital comic from Kelly Thompson.
Oh, you finally read that?
And Mattia De Iulis. Yeah, it's incredible. I was going to put on the end of Bendis and Gaidos' arc, because it was also great. The Return of Purple Man, it was fantastic. But then I read the Kelly Thompson one, and I was like, this is better. So those are my picks.
Okay. Bob.
Well, to mention G. Willow Wilson, Ms. Marvel numbers 25 to 28, Teenage Wasteland, issues where Kamala's basically not in them, and yet she is in every panel of every page. Her spirit infuses everything. Just amazing storytelling. Mighty Thor, Death Of, issues number 700 to 706, plus the Gates of Valhalla special. And... well, as my wild card pick, I'm going to throw in Batwoman, Time of Your Life, which is 17 and 18, which finished off the run by Marguerite Bennett. But my actual third pick is Wonder Woman 52 to 55, Enemy of Both Sides by Steve Orlando.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Jessica.
All right. So... my list is kind of similar to Bob's. I have the Death of Mighty Thor. It's like 700 to 706. Mm-hmm. I have Ms. Marvel, Teenage Wasteland.
Nice.
And I have the Batman Rules of Engagement. I don't have the numbers on that, but I think it's like volume 5 of the trade.
Oh, I was hoping you would pick the Best Man.
Oh, that's my number 5 pick.
Listen, I have both of them, but I think I like that one. I think I like that one better.
Rules of Engagement is where they go to meet Talia.
Yeah,
right?
And it was very good. And I think I could have like those three story arcs that were like back to back on here, but I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah, that's the dead horse, though.
Dead horse!
Dead horse.
Yep. How could I not? So.
All right. Melissa.
I've only got two votes for this one. Saga, volume 9,
okay.
49-54, which I think was incredible because we had relationships coming and going together and taken apart. We had characters returning to the story. The callbacks in these issues that happened to earlier things in the series were really impactful and powerful. And just the impact and the currents that were created by the way this story was concluded and wrapped up for the moment. I thought it was beautiful. And my second vote is for Harrow County, Volume 8, Done Come Back, it's called. And that I thought was also an incredibly powerful series of issues with Emmy finding her power, having to say goodbye to some old friends, having to face her flaws. It was such a nice, neatly wrapped up and tightened package, that last story arc that I think was done fabulously and with a lot of care by Cullen Bunn. So. Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay.
You got him on there. You got him on there, Melissa. See? Good for you.
This is really tough. I might have to switch one of these out. We'll see what happens. But I also have the Mighty Thor, the Death of Mighty Thor, 700 to 706, in the Gates of Valhalla special. Milk Wars. Young Animal. Mm. We'll get there, but Milk Wars all the way. And I'm not entirely sure about the title, but it's what I'm calling it. But a Fantastic Four 1-3, I'm calling it Family Reunion. The relaunch of the Fantastic Four.
Okay,
so we have Thor on three lists, yes?
Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah. Lock it in.
We have Saga on two lists.
Got to do it.
I would say lock that in for sure.
I locked that in as well. Absolutely. I knew everyone was going to vote for it. So, I mean.
Go ahead.
We have Ms. Marvel on two lists. Teenage Wasteland.
I would like to see that.
Okay. What else do we have?
We have Milk Wars, FF 1 to 3, Cap 698 to 700, Mark Waid, Chris Samnee, Jessica Jones, Blind Spot, Kelly Thompson, Batman Rules of Engagement, which is in the mid-30s somewhere, right? It's like 34 to 39 or something like that.
I don't have the numbers, but I think it's like volume 5.
And Wonder Woman 52 to 55.
All right.
And Harrow County.
And Harrow County. Yeah,
and Harrow County as well. Done come back.
Okay, so for me, I'm actually going to sacrifice one of my picks. I'm going to sacrifice Fantastic Four Family Reunion. There was not very much response when I said it.
Well, it was for me, but
I know. I think that's going to be an uphill battle. So with what, 2 spots left?
Yeah.
I could really see throwing my weight behind Harrow County, and I would like to try and convince everybody to put Milk Wars on this list, but that's going to be really hard. Can I say a little something from Milk Wars?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Now, Milk Wars was not exactly the easiest series. It wasn't particularly new reader friendly, but when you consider that Young Animal managed to take all of the threads happening in throughout the different continuities of their various series that they had going on and lump them all into what is positively one of the strangest comic book series that I've ever read, and twisting these stories that are already twisted into something truly just incredible and bizarre. Lots of color, lots of fun, lots of different theories being thrown around, things that you can chew on throughout the book. The art, the display of art throughout the series as a whole with all these contributing artists between Marlee Zarcone and everyone else is just some of the best stuff collected throughout the year for that imprint. And I enjoyed the living hell out of it. It came out consistently every week with a different one of their titles featuring the next chapter. And it was one of the coolest rides that I'd gone on all year throughout comics and stuck with me. I sat down with Stu Orlando at Fan Expo. We talked about it for a little while and some of how it came to be and whatnot. And it was just truly a near flawless execution of taking all the different threads from that imprint and throwing them all in a blender. For once you catch the rhythm of it and you realize kind of what's going on and that they're rebooting their own universe through this story with all the meta stuff that happens with the Doom Patrol and everyone else, it's just crazy. And it's a really, really good shining example of how much you can twist reality in comic books, how you can't do some of this stuff on film. You can only do it in comics. And I thought it was spectacular. So that's me for Milk Wars. Does anybody else want to vouch for something that they've nominated?
Sure. You mentioned Steve Orlando. His Wonder Woman run, which began with an issue we discussed earlier, number 51, the 52nd visit, showed that he had a firm grasp on what this character is supposed to be, what she's meant to people across 3/4 of a century, and put it all into play in that book that could then set up the next set, which brings back Artemis and the idea of Wonder Woman as the she's the avatar of peace. People always want to call her the warrior for peace. And yes, it's she will do what needs to be done, but it's every other option has to come first. And the reconciliation between Artemis and Diana, those threads that have been hanging around for years, it seems like, having that come together in a glorious final sequence in that book, and it even led into the Witching Hour that would follow. I hope Steve Orlando gets a chance to write this book somewhere down the road or play with the Wonder Woman character in a different way, maybe a relaunch sensation if the second movie hits big again, because I thought those couple of issues, those 4 issues, were stellar. Absolutely. As someone who loves Wonder Woman and has seen it go up and down over across the last couple of years, but his work was just great.
Yeah.
All right.
Jessica Jones' Blind Spot is incredible. We talked about Bendis and Gatos, who has been writing Jessica Jones forever. That was kind of their entry into the Marvel books in a lot of ways, and it was their baby. And the ending to their arc, The Return of the Purple Man, was also incredible in terms of the storytelling and Jessica kind of wrapping that whole story. And the final issue of Bendis and Gatos' run is also just a fantastic single issue in its just telling a Jessica Jones story. When they announced Kelly Thompson picking it up, I was unsure. Not about Kelly Thompson, because she's an incredible writer, but just unsure about what the voice would feel like in a different writer's hands. And Kelly Thompson brings her wit, brings her energy, and brings everything to this character that was someone else's kind of thing. She has made it her own, and over the course of 3 digital issues, which is 6 chapters, basically, she tells an amazing story about female empowerment, about women looking out for each other and challenging, you know, toxic masculinity. The artwork from Mattia De Julis is absolutely stunning as well. Very much in kind of like a Luna Brothers kind of vein in terms of what it looks like. Elsa Bloodstone shows up. It's just a incredible, incredible 6 chapters of Jessica Jones storytelling from this new creative team on a character that was so defined by someone else's voice. They make it their own. And I think that's very impressive to think about. I think it's also awesome that they release it digitally. I think that's Marvel kind of taking advantage of changes in the medium. And doing something that is accessible. There's a lot of storytelling in those 3 comics. It's really cool to see. Love Jessica Jones, and I think that if Kelly Thompson is going to stay on this character, which the cliffhanger ending to the last chapter suggests, it's definitely in good hands.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything that they want to vouch for?
I'm not gonna champion Batman anymore than I have. You guys know my feelings on it.
That's kind of how I feel.
I think Batman is obviously it's fantastic. It's something. It's a book that we've rallied around throughout the year. But I also think that some of us have had some real problems with it throughout the journey. Whereas some of these other.
But we're talking about that.
We're talking about the arc. Here's the thing on that arc.
Yeah, on that arc, that was the arc that everyone loved. But like I said, I'm not gonna go crazy. I already have Frederick Wald, so I'm not gonna champion anything.
Melissa, tell us about Harrow County again. Just
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've spent a good part of this year talking about Harrow County. You know, I think the thing that stands out to me the most about this final arc of the story is that a lot of comic books these days end abruptly or end sloppily or wrap up in ways that leave people feeling sort of confused or dissatisfied. And Harrow County had by the time we got to this final arc, there were so many characters at play and so many possibilities of things that could happen. And I think I can speak for other people that were fans of the story that somehow Colin Bunn created this horror story with characters that, like, I felt so attached to and I felt so invested in, and I just really wanted to see everybody be okay. And while that doesn't normally happen in a horror story, and, you know, that's a lot to ask for, and everybody was definitely not okay, but I felt like this whole arc was just such a lovely... and well thought out and well cared for kind of homage to the entire series of Harrow County and to all the experiences of all the different characters in there. I think Colin Bunn found a brilliant way to bring everybody back together and, you know, and wrap up this story in a way that feels really satisfying and feels like, okay, I've gotten everything I could want from this story. And I feel really good about where everything is. And, like, you know, being able to see closure with it without feeling like anything was taken from me or left behind.
Yeah. And it's also
of Tyler Crook's best artwork in the series too.
Yeah.
Which says a lot, because the artwork's been amazing throughout.
Well, it'd be, he'd been on the book for so long that this was kind of like, you know, pulling out all the stops as this thing rounds up of him doing this absolutely gorgeous job, but then knowing this would be the end, really going to the ends of the earth and back to bring his you know, top style to this particular arc. I've finished Harrow County. I talked about it on the show. I loved it as well. I mean, I could definitely throw some weight behind Harrow County for sure.
I'll tell you what, I would put my two votes, if I have two votes, for the last two spots for Rules of Engagement and Harrow County.
I agree.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a moment in this arc that stands out in my brain every single time I think about it, of Emmy saying goodbye to her little skin friend, which from the beginning of the series horrified people.
Yeah.
But
hanging
tells
out
you,
that drawer on that
right,
first cover.
Yeah,
right.
On that cover. It tells you like where the series went, that by the end of the story in this last arc, she's saying goodbye to her little skin friend, and she's like, she's carrying this little bloody skeleton with her, and it's like, I was bawling my eyes out reading it. Like, I was so attached to that little skin friend that she had, that it was sad to see him go, you know, which is such a weird thing to say.
I'm done with Harrow County and Batman.
Okay.
Look, Milk Wars.
I know, but the thing is, I feel like I would totally pick up Milk Wars and read it for this.
You know,
it's
what
not
sucks?
That, you know?
You know what sucks about this situation, and this is nobody's fault because we're all so busy reading so many things. I've been on the young animal island for so long, and I really just wish that somebody else was into these characters and reading this stuff.
You know,
I was buying Doom Patrol, and then when it stopped coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I gave up.
They offer
Steve,
so much.
I tried Milk Wars. I tried it, remember?
I remember.
I
I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about like Cave Carson, Mother Panic, Shade, like just all that stuff. It's such an amazing blend of all of those things, particularly the last issue when you realize what they were doing the whole time. It's just some really, really clever stuff. But it's all right. Let's so do we want to go with Rules of Engagement and whatever the hell else we're talking about?
Harrow County.
Harrow County.
Yeah, I like it.
As it looks right now, it's Thor, Death of the Mighty Thor, Saga 49-54, Ms. Marvel 25-28, Teenage Wasteland, Batman Rules of Engagement, which I think is 34-38 or something. We'll have to look that up. And Harrow County Done Come Back, which is Volume 8. That's
just
what we're looking at.
Super quick, remind me, Rules of Engagement. Those were the issues with
Catwoman, Batman going to meet Talia
al Ghul.
In the desert.
In the desert.
On horses.
Dead horses.
Oh, right.
It was the height of the Bat-Cat thing going on.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, the best man was so good, too.
I know, we were just saying that.
I think there's like...
Like, when we were doing single issues, was it 49, the second part, the one with Joker and Catwoman inside the church.
That one was really good.
Oh, man.
I don't know. What do you guys want from me?
Should have picked the other one.
You picked a good series.
I'm just saying.
I can only pick one, and that's one I think I like just a little bit better.
Didn't we go through this last year with Rules of Engagement?
No.
For one issue or the other for Batman?
I feel like we did. There were two story arcs, It was the War of Jokes and Riddles and the other one. The
Rooftop.
It wasn't this because this was 2018, so we didn't do this last year, I don't think. Not for Rules of Engagement.
Not for Rules of Engagement, but there were two other Batman storylines that were like back and forth
that were good.
For best story arc.
Okay.
Tom King.
You guys can nominate either one and I'll be fine with it. How about
No.
you pitched Rules of Engagement and we were supportive, so that's
okay.
It.
Yeah. Okay, that's where we're going.
Lock it in,
and read them out.
Thor, Death of the Mighty Thor, issues 700-706, plus the Gates of Valhalla. Saga 49-54. Do we have a title for that, guys?
Volume 9.
Volume 9.
The end.
The end. For now. Ms. Marvel, Teenage Wasteland, issues 25-28. Batman, Rules of Engagement. We'll get to the issue numbers when we figure them out. And Harrow County, Done Come Back, which is Volume 8.
All right.
Oof.
This is fun.
Yes, it is.
Here we go. Here's the
last
one. It's
also coming to an end. We have reached our final category, this mammoth recording of podcasts.
I need another mimosa, I think.
Bronwyn made me one when we took our break. It was delicious.
All right. How are we doing this? Five? We're nominating five?
Nominating five. This is our best overall comic category. All the gloves are off.
All right.
All right. Well, Joey sounds like he wants to go first.
I got it. But I'm banking on other people nominating things. All right. Before I do this, there's just one book that I know no one else is going to nominate. I just want to reiterate it's really awesome. Shanghai Red, Chris Sabella, Joshua Hickson. Worth reading. So that's just something to remind, but I'm not voting for it. Okay, here we go. Mr. Miracle. Wicked and the Divine. Femme Magnifique.
Wow.
Runaways. And This Is the Hill I'm Gonna Die On. Kill or Be Killed, Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips.
Ooh.
Wow.
Which wrapped this year in one of the most stunning final arcs that I think I've ever read from them. It is a perfect ending to the series. I think Volume 4 and Volume 5 came out this year. If you have not read the end of Kill or Be Killed, you have to. It is them at their best, doing the noir stuff, but also doing the horror stuff from the Velvet series, and also doing something crazy with the idea of vigilantism. And it's just a stunning, stunning piece of comic book storytelling from Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. And it is the best comic book from this year.
Okay.
Well, we'll go home now.
That and Runaways.
Okay. This is where it starts to get dirty. I would like Melissa to go next.
I've got three books on my list. I don't totally expect to be supported on them, but that's okay.
Just tell us what they are.
Harrow County is on my list. Gideon Falls is my second one. And Crowded is actually my third.
I think you will get lots of support.
All three of those. Yeah, I'm
a lot of that. Yeah.
I expect all the support for Crowded.
And Gideon, I think.
Yeah, no, and Harrow County's been phenomenal since the start, so I'm fine.
All right, Jess, why don't you go next?
Skills and Sound Rolls, everybody knew that. Batman, Crowded, Mr. Miracle. And Modern Fantasy.
Nice.
Okay, Bob.
Okay. Femme Magnifique. Squirrel Girl. Abbott. Mighty Thor. Paper Girls.
Shit.
Paper Girls. Throw that buddy on there. I knew you were going to go for Abbott. That's why I didn't.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I have Paper Girls. Mr. Miracle. My Boyfriend is a Bear.
My Boyfriend is a Bear!
Monstrous. And The Hill That I Will Die On. The Prince and the Dressmaker.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. Okay. That's why I didn't vote for it.
That is my number one for all. I love that book so much.
I think you put Mr. Miracle and Crowded on this list. Done.
I am totally cool with Crowded being that has been such an exciting title. I mean, we'll talk about all of these. So maybe we'll pencil that in for now.
Oh, got 3 votes.
Mr. Miracle has 3 votes, right?
Yeah, and Crowded has.
Yeah.
So does Crowded. Right? Okay. Three okay. Or four. Cool. Yeah.
Then throw them on there. It's 2 of 10.
Okay, 2 votes apiece for Paper Girls and Femme Magnifique.
I would put both of those on this list. We've been looking to get Femme Magnifique. I think Femme Magnifique should be on this.
Yeah.
After being dogged from the other categories, for sure.
I was banking on it.
lock it in. Lock it in for Bob.
Yeah.
I know. I think absolutely it belongs here.
Yeah.
I put my vote behind that.
Okay. Is anybody going to fight me for The Prince and the Dressmaker? Yeah. Because I will fight you.
I'll back you for Prince and the Dressmaker.
I haven't read it, so I can't.
Yeah, I haven't read it either.
You'll love it. You're going to love it.
I think Prince and the Dressmaker is definitely one of the best things that came out this year, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Locked in.
Yeah, that's right. How do we feel about My Boyfriend is a Bear?
I have not read it, but I would like to.
It's on the graphic novels list.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
It was adorable. Okay. I enjoyed it immensely. We have to see it. For me, I'd have to see how the rest of this starts to shake out.
I would drop My Boyfriend is a Bear if it meant getting some of these other things on the list.
I would drop My Boyfriend is a Bear for Monstrous, personally.
I like Monstrous a lot.
Okay, I could agree with that.
Monstrous, I know you're not all caught up, but I'd be very surprised if you don't read that book and come away from it not thinking that it's something really special.
Oh, I think it totally is.
Yeah.
It is nominated for Best Ongoing, too, so we have to read it.
Yeah. I also think that it's best overall. It has easily become one of my favorite comics of all time in my rereads leading up to these conversations. But let's talk about some titles that are not mine so that we can get some other books on this list. Who wants to vouch for one of theirs?
I mean, I've already told you about Kill or Be Killed. Like, we don't talk about Brubaker and Phillips enough, and I think part of it is that continued excellence idea. All of their books, Criminal, we talked about a little bit with My Heroes Have All Been Junkies. My Favorites? What is it?
Yeah. My Heroes Have All Been Junkies. Yeah.
But that's just a little morsel into what is really one of the best and most influential teams in comic books today, from their work on Criminal to Fatal to Velvet, and now into the Fade Out. And now with Kill or Be Killed, they have kind of reinvented the vigilante story, weaved in these elements of horror, weaved in the elements of noir, and told a story over the course of 20 issues that is unparalleled in terms of the steps that it takes. And the way that the last few issues in particular this year wrapped that story is a masterclass in how to end a story. Melissa was talking about it with the end of Harrow County for the best story arc piece. But, you know, it's really difficult to end a story. And I didn't know Kill or Be Killed was going to end until they said, here's the final issue. And it tied everything else up in, like, the only way that Brubaker and Phillips could. Like I said, you know, last year I was all about Wicked and Divine. And you notice that I've kind of been holding back on it. That's because I wanted to put all my weight behind this one. I think Kill or Be Killed was one of the best books from the last few years, and the fact that it ended this year, I think, deserves recognition.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some passion.
Yeah.
Pencil it in.
I would take Kill or Be Killed over Wicked and Divine.
Ooh.
Well, that says something.
Hold on. You're saving all your energy for Wicked and the Divine for next year.
Yeah, when it ends.
When that shit comes to a close,
I'm 100% doing that. But I will 100% throw Wicked and Divine under the God bus to look at Kill or Be Killed. I just think it's so incredible what they did with it. And I think it kind of just fell to the back burner because people were just like, oh, it's Brubaker and Phillips. It's awesome. I don't need to read it, you know? And I think that now's the time.
All right. What do we have? What do we have locked in? Do we have anything locked in yet?
We have Mr. Miracle, Crowded, Paper Girls, Femme Magnifique, and Prince and the Dressmaker. So we're halfway home.
Okay. Excluding me for right now, do we want to go around and everybody give their hill to die on?
I mean, I've already talked about Harrow County, and what Joey said is kind of how I feel about putting it on my overall list because it ended this year, and it's going to be my last chance to.
I am all for Harrow County being on the overall list.
I'm okay with that as well. I think that's a good choice.
I think Gideon Falls for me was still ongoing, but the reason why I feel like it should have been on the overall list this year is because I think, again, it brought something completely unique and different and really, really, really insanely well-constructed storytelling, difficult and well-constructed storytelling. And I think that It was interesting because it's a horror story that I heard a lot of people who don't normally read horror saying, oh, I checked this out and this is really weird and freaky, but I'm going to keep reading it. You know, like I feel like it was one of those books that sort of draw people into a genre that they wouldn't normally play around in because it wasn't so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Harrow County. It wasn't like gross pictures on the cover and and things that would kind of make people make quick judgments on it. It had so many different layers in that story. And the artwork was something very particularly unique and stand out as well. So I think overall as a book, it really kind of like hammered in for me this year. All Although right. Harrow County is the one book that I could not put down, and it's what I invested the majority of my energy into making sure I read this year. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I love both Gideon Falls and Harrow County a lot. I would not have a problem with either one of those being on this list. I don't know if we're there yet. Go ahead.
I'll die on Harrow County.
Oh, I'm all for Harrow County.
Okay.
So.
Well, it only has one of my lists that's not locked in then.
I think Harrow County has some real support around the room, Melissa.
I think you put Harrow County on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm.
Between the two, I would go Harrow County.
Mm-hmm. Jess, do you have a series that you really, or a book that you really want to?
Honestly, two of my five are already on the list, and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to, you know, the other two books that I have, Scales and Scoundrel and Badman, I've talked about profusely today. I'm done with that. But the only other book that I don't think is modern fantasy, and it's something that we've all kind of read and loved, and it's been absolutely adorable, and Lizard Wizard is probably, like, one of the best names I've ever heard in my life, and... You know, she did such a great job with that book. So I give it a little, even if it's not on.
Well, we're not done yet.
I'm just saying. I think it's something that I think it was really special. It was a really special little book that I really, truly enjoyed.
That is a good word to describe that series for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Monstrous on this list yet?
No.
Well, it should be.
What's Bob's Hill?
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing, isn't it? I already died on it twice, but it's on the list now, so Femme Magnifique, I don't have to worry about
it. You also died on Squirrel Girl, and it made the list twice, too, I think.
Yeah, look, I talked about that book a lot, and I have, and I think it belongs here. It did win Eisner Awards, and for a reason, it is a lovely all-ages...
the Eisner Award card.
Pulling Eisner out. It won for all-ages books, but it's as in the best... old-fashioned Warner Brothers Looney Tunes. There's a lot of stuff for grown-ups too, and tons of great messages. So I'm going to throw that out there. But Hill to Die On book, I loved Abbott. I love that period, 70s, the music that goes with it, and the whole Detroit thing. But if I'm going to die on a hill in this bit, it's for Mighty Thor and Jason Aaron and Russell Dauterman with some Christian Ward thrown in here and there.
Mm.
This is a book that in the arc that finished off this story and through this year that ends a 4-year storyline that people dismissed, and it turned into a cause celeb about, oh, it's forced diversity and it's all of the other stuff. The Jane Foster Thor. I was reading Journey into Mystery, the old Journey into Mystery, before they changed it to Thor. This is the best Thor stories I have ever read. And that includes Stan and Jack. What he provided for the Jane Foster character, who had been dismissed, denigrated for all these years, provided a wellspring of hope for her character in the worst moments of her life, provided that hope for readers going through similar situations, the heroism, the sass of this Jane Foster, who knows, this could be the last time I ever do this. So what? There's a war of the realms that's got to be fought, and I got to throw Surtur into the sun. You know what? Let's go. I bawled. I can't tell you how many times reading it the first time and rereading it again for now, those 705 and 706 and whatever. This is a masterpiece.
Yeah. I'm compelled by that.
Yes.
Assuming, of course, that we put Killer Be Killed on this list.
Oh my God, Melissa!
That was evil.
He's just a barter. He's just bartering comic books. Like, if you like mine, I'll like yours.
I mean, no, it's true.
I absolutely think that Thor deserves to be on this list.
Can I read a list?
What's that?
Can I read a list I've typed up while people were talking?
Sure.
Mr. Miracle, Crowded, Femme Magnifique, Paper Girls, Prince and the Dressmaker, Harrow County, Modern Fantasy, Mighty Thor, Monstrous, Killer Be Killed.
Wow.
Hmm.
I like that.
I think that sounds good to me.
I do like it as well.
Yeah.
What say you, Melissa?
I go for it.
All right.
Joey, that was masterful.
Aye.
I was listening because I knew that I would have to barter, so I was made sure I was listening to everyone's passion about their books.
Joey, do you gamble?
No, are you kidding me? I
would not want to play poker with Joey.
With Joey? Right? No way.
Yeah, I'm an instrument of chaos.
Can't be trusted.
Yeah.
He's going to throw all of us under the bus come awards time. Remember that conversation we had during the break?
Really,
never happened.
He's got some really big scheme planned here.
I mean, it's a good list. I do think that Runaways is really good.
And Runaways is, but it got some love in another category,
sure. It did.
Yeah, there's love right. for.
So Bob, if you have all of those collected, would you mind reading all of our nominations for this episode?
Yes, they are right here. We are going to start with Best Artist. Our nominees are Joelle Jones, Jamie McKelvey, Julie Rochleau, Tyler Crook, I'm trying, and Mitch Gerard. For Best Writer, Kelly Thompson, Tom King, Cullen Bunn, Gail Simone, Brian K. Vaughan. Best Story Arc is Death of the Mighty Thor, which is Thor 700 to 706 plus the Gates of Valhalla. Saga 49 to 54, which is collection number 9. Ms. Marvel Teenage Wasteland, issues 25 to 28. Batman Rules of Engagement, the Cat-Bat Talia meetup issues, blah, 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 blah. We'll have Joey edit that in later. And Harrow County collection number 8, Done Come Back. Wow. And then our best picture Oscar, in essence, the best overall comic for 2018, our list includes Mr. Miracle, Crowded, Paper Girls, Femme Magnifique, Prince and the Dressmaker, Kill or Be Killed, Harrow County, Modern Fantasy, Mighty Thor, and Monstrous.
Wow. Yeah.
Powerful lists.
That's good.
There's
something for everybody on that list.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think all of our lists have been a pretty good representation of all of us.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That's how it shakes out. That's how it shakes out every year.
You like that, Runaways?
We got this. All right. So there you have it. Those are your nominees for the 7th Annual Talking Comics Awards 2018. We made it.
We made it.
Woo! Yep. Yay. And everybody's still here. Nobody walked off the show.
That was good. Remember when we talked about the best films? That feels like 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
Because it was 10 hours ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Started at 10:30. It's 4:11 p.m. now.
It's pretty good, actually.
So.
I feel like sometimes we're here until like 6 or 7 o'clock.
There
you go.
I'm pretty sure my family has forgotten I exist.
Well,
down here in the basement.
Just a little bit. I suppose we should do we need to wish everybody a happy new year. This comes
happy
out
new year, buddy.
Happy new
yeah
year.
Happy new year, everybody. Thank you so much to everyone for hanging out with us during these deliberations. I know it's a little different from what we normally offer up, but a little bit of variety never killed no one.
Yeah,
a lot of great books got talked of. Not even look, the nominees, yes. All the other ones, too.
Totally.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And so many books we didn't mention either.
You know? Right. And seriously, like, feel free to write into us, tweet us, whatever. Let us know what you think should have been nominated and why.
How could you forget that, you dope? You
know, it happens every year. Yeah. It happens every year.
Extermination.
A lot of people listen to the show, and a lot of people like to come out this time of year and be, I can't believe that you didn't blah, blah, blah. But hey, whoa.
We're trying over here.
Yeah, we're trying over here.
With that said,
Stevie, you do a great impersonation of me.
Okay. Does anybody have any anything they'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Just thanks to everybody for listening all year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got the best listeners, best fans. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we'll be hitting you with the big award show sometime soon. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Talking Comics podcast. As always, you can send us your comics.
Send us your comics too. We've done a lot of talking today.
Comments or questions through our email, podcast@talkingcomicbooks.com. We are also on Twitter at Talking Comics. And don't forget to check out talkingcomicbooks.com for news, reviews, and articles about comics, video games, TV shows, and much more. We also have podcasts of every flavor, including Talking Games, Valiant Adventure, Ladies of Valhalla, and Melissa has her Sirens of Scream.
I do.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Bob, where can our listeners find you?
Underneath another mimosa, but at Bob Ryer at talkingcomicbooks.com.
And Mr. Joey.
At Jerry Vercino.
Jessica.
Steve. Definitely taking a much needed nap, and at Jessica.
And Melissa.
At Lissa Punch.
Thank you very much for listening. I am at @dead_anchoress on the internet. So for Bob.
Happy New Year.
For Joey.
Happy New Year.
Jessica.
Happy New Year.
Melissa.
Yeah, what they said.
And I have been Steve. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks so much again. And just, you know, big things in the new year. We have a lot of guests scheduled to stop by the show. And many, many more comic book discussions to have, and a whole raft of titles to discuss next year for the Talking Comics Awards. But we're not there yet, so calm down. Be excellent to each other, and we'll catch you next time on the Talking Comics podcast. To be continued. Melissa, I just found a picture of Max in the back of the car in his Black Panther hands, Stormtrooper face mask, and Kylo Ren. He is my favorite. You have a hell of a kid. Bless him. You know, he's awesome.
If you go to the hardware store, you got to make sure you terrorize people while you're there.
I love the way he just does his own thing.
He does.
Can we put Max on Best Media Adaptation Other?
Yeah. It is a creative one, isn't it?
All right. All right. So, okay. In the interest of getting somewhere with this stuff,